I'm Bill Newell. Time for our Baseball Insider. Joining us, Andy Carponi. And Andy, the struggling Red Sox. That's the descriptor, struggling right now.
No question about it, Bill. Sox have dropped three straight, 5 of 7. And the great offense we were seeing through the month of May, beginning of June, has quieted down quite a bit. And the pitching is still struggling, so that's causing the defeats to kind of pile up. And the Red Sox all of a sudden find themselves 2 games now behind Baltimore in the AL East. They better watch out because the Blue Jays in third place, they're just a half game behind the Red Sox.
The hitting has tailed off, although Bogaerts was first in the AL to get 100 hits this year.
Yeah, he certainly is. The first player last night, he got his 100th hit of the season, first player in MLB to do that this year. He's also leading the American League in hitting right now. He's been pretty consistent throughout, but your other batters, I mean, Betts has dropped off a little bit. He's had some spurts, same with Ortiz. But other spots in the lineup, Hanley Ramirez has been in a deep slump, Travis Shaw as well, although Hanley did hit a home run last night. The offense, which we expected, it wasn't going to click on all cylinders at all times. It was you're going to go into these kind of lulls. But that's when the pitching needs to step up, and it certainly hasn't to this point.
Yeah. What about the pitching? Where do you see the problems right now on the staff?
Unfortunately, Bill, at this point, I can see problems from top to bottom. I mean, obviously, you got David Price, Stephen Wright, those are your top two guys. But after that, it's a crapshoot with the next three starting pitchers. And then the bullpen, that is becoming an interesting situation as well. Koji Uehara last night coming into the game, with a lead in the eighth inning, he blows the game for the Red Sox. And, word out this morning that he may lose that eighth inning setup role to get into Craig Kimbrel. Koji, he's given up 5 home runs since May 17th, so that's definitely an issue. You could look for Tozawa or Matt Barnes or Heath Embry to maybe pick up that setup role. And even Craig Kimbrel, I mean, he's been lights out when it comes into a closing situation, but when he comes into a game in a tie situation, he's lost already 4 games for them this year in that situation.
Yeah, that's crazy. What about injuries now, too? Where are we with that?
Well, the latest injury for the Red Sox, Travis Shaw, he fouled the ball off his right shin last night. So he's got a shin contusion. He may not play in this afternoon's game. Brock Holt, he's still trying to recover from the concussion symptoms he's been suffering. He's been playing some ball down in Pawtucket, but he's still dealing with the symptoms of the concussion. Elsewhere on the disabled list, if you will, Ryan Hannigan, they're saying he could be beginning a rehab assignment soon. Blake Swihart remains out for still a while. He's still in a walking boot. And then there's Josh Rutledge, the utility infielder. He's still injured as well. He's on the 15-day disabled list. So could need some more reinforcements coming up from Pawtucket, it looks like, if Shaw has to miss some extended time.
Yeah, so as we look around Major League Baseball, what are some of the stories this past week that you've kind of noted in baseball that stand out?
Well, two stories. We'll start with the All-Star game voting. Fans can still vote up until June 30th for their favorite players to get into the Midsummer Classic. But if the voting ended last night or this morning, the Chicago Cubs would have their whole starting infield starting for the National League. So that's always an interesting situation. That's never been done before, so that would be something to see.
Well, Andy, let me just stop you. It's not the first time they've had to check the vote count in Chicago, let me tell you that.
That is true. I'll give you that. But that would be quite interesting. So, but the Red Sox end of the All-Star voting, if the balloting ended last night, Mookie Betts and Jackie Bradley Jr. would be representing the Red Sox in the starting outfield for the American League. So that kind of brings you back to the days of Jim Rice and Fred Lynn starting in the American League outfield.
Good. Well, Andy, again, any other final note on the Red Sox or Major League Baseball?
Well, one other note for Major League Baseball that I had for everyone today is the fact that came out last week, end of last week, actually, that 20 teams in the Major League Baseball, their attendance is down overall for the season so far. So that's kind of an interesting situation that's popping up. 20 of the 30 teams seeing less people coming to the gate. So I don't know if that's an economic situation or people saying the game isn't moving fast enough or whatnot, but there's just kind of an interesting note to start the season.
And yet soccer is gaining popularity. Come on, Andy. Why don't you know?
Not in my house.
Yeah, gotcha. Well, there he is. He's our Red Sox insider. It's Andy Carboni with us here on MSO News Sports.com.